Lac La Biche. Throughout Lac La Biche County, many speed limits on roadways have become a concern for residents, according to county officials. Speed limits along the Caslin Connector and TWP Road 670 intersection, which has a limit of 80 km per hour, was part of discussions that took place during a recent council meeting. The speed limit is a growing concern that is seeing residents get tickets, said County Mayor Paul Rutov after receiving numerous phone calls on the issue. The request is to change the speed limit from the crossroads, south, on that new paved road to the Caslin Connector. Currently, it's zoned 80 km per hour. Everybody feels it's just a speed trap because it's just a wide open highway with no residential whatsoever, said the mayor. Rutov reinforced the concern by stating he's received a ticket himself on the road, while leaving the Plamondon area and heading to the hamlet of Lac La Biche. Full disclosure, even I got a speeding ticket on it. I've never had a speeding ticket in my life. I just got a speeding ticket for going 30 kilometers over. However, the prescribed speed limit is primarily due to other roadways inside the county boundaries, which are mostly set at 80 kilometers per hour, said Brian Shapka, the county's associate chief administrative officer, SAO, of Infrastructure Services. Considering that much of the Caslin Connector already has a 100 kilometers per hour maximum speed limit, the specific section up for debate has hills, he says, adding, some sections are event reduced to 50 kilometers per hour. The only thing is that at the very north end, again we're restricted a little bit by the sight distance on the hills as you approach Highway 55, so that's reduced to 50 kilometers per hour, he said, during discussions about adjusting limits. I would think that, that part would have to stay at 50 kilometers per hour, but the rest can be changed to 90 kilometers per hour or 100 kilometers per hour. Bylaw change required. Any adjustments to speed limits on roadways under county jurisdiction need to be approved by council through the Traffic Safety Act's Bylaw 19024, Shapka said. The way to do that is through our traffic bylaw, so the SAO can actually make the changes, but then the bylaw itself would have to come to council for approval. So ultimately, council has a final say, he explained. Right now it's 80 kilometers per hour, so that's what they're going to enforce until the traffic bylaw is changed. Wider issue. Other areas that have been the topic of concern included the westbound leg of the Mission Road to Lac La Biche Gun and Archery Range, said Cown. Jason Stedman. That's another one that I get lots of calls about. You've got a very clear open area with a few setback houses, but it seems to be kind of a speed trap area again there too. Poplar Point Road is another issue, according to Cown. Sterling Johnson. However, concerns also exist in other areas where residents and council members believe speed limits are too high. I think just about every councillor has one they would like to see increased or decreased here. We also have a request from council regarding speed limits in hamlets and some people want them lowered, said Dan Small, the county's SAO. The SAO explained that in order to apply tangible changes to the traffic bylaw to meet resident and safety needs, community consultations are vital. We're planning on doing a survey of the public and what they think the speed limits in the hamlets should be, he said. Results will be brought back to council. Rutov said he felt the Caslin Connector concern was a major one, and while more research and decisions need to be made for the greater area, the connector speed change should be dealt with sooner than later. I think it's a larger discussion, but this is very clear-cut. I'd like this one to be independent and we can further do a study, but I'd like this one to be separate if possible, said Rutov. Council agreed to take a look at the Caslin Connector speed limit in the coming weeks. Other areas requiring a reduction or an increase will be tabled for approval after public consultation.